Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about how one should start their day if they would like to be healthy, if they'd like to have some energy, if they'd like to not crash at about 10:30 or 11 a.m. This is what I do in my practice. This is what I teach my patients. This is how I live my life. So we're just going to talk about breakfast because that seems to be one of the hardest things to change in people's habits and their patterns. And I am a firm believer that you need protein in the morning. That is how you should power up the day, with protein. And what are proteins? I'm talking about eggs and meats and chicken and fish. That should be our morning breakfast. It should not come in a box, and it should not be a bread. There's really no need for a carbohydrate in the morning. That is, unless you're running a marathon. So, you know, we've been brainwashed that cereals are good for us, and I just don't buy it. I think there's really no such thing as a healthy cereal. There's a book called Cereal Killer by Alan Watson. If you don't believe me, read his book. And as I say over and over on this show, the human body really requires zero carbohydrate to function. We can make whatever carbohydrates we need from our other food sources. So whatever we've been told for the last 40, 50 years about how we should be eating, that we should be eating low fat, and it hasn't worked. We are more obese, we are more diabetic, and that's because we've been eating too many carbs. So we got to switch things around. It's not so difficult, but you really have to kind of have a mindset change about what's for breakfast. You know, me telling my son, hey, guess what's for breakfast today? We're having roast beef and broccoli. Doesn't work so well. Doesn't work so great with kids. Got to be a pretty special kid to understand that protein is a good breakfast and not cereal. So I'm not going to say that I have been successful in getting my children to do this, but I keep pounding away to get them off of the oatmeal, off of the cereal. So I would imagine people are now saying, what do you mean, Dr. Kaskel? Oatmeal? Oatmeal is heart healthy. It's good for you. It's advertised as heart healthy, but I don't think so. You can see a dramatic rise in blood sugars from eating oatmeal in the morning, and even if they are steel-cut oats, it's still going to raise your blood sugars. So what should you eat for breakfast? What's left when you get rid of all the boxes of cereals and the bagels and the muffins? Well, there's stuff out there, but it's challenging. Most people will say, well, I eat yogurt for breakfast, so I'm having a healthy breakfast. And I'll ask, well, what kind of yogurt do you eat? And they'll tell me a brand. And I'll say, well, how many carbs are in that? And they'll say, I don't know. And then I'll tell them, well, actually, there's about 20 to 25 grams of carbohydrate or sugar in that healthy so-called yogurt you're having for breakfast. In my world, anything over 2 teaspoons of sugar is a dessert treat, not a health food, and shouldn't be had for breakfast. So if you want to eat yogurt for breakfast, you still can, but you got to find one that has less than 10 grams of carbs. Again, remember, 4 grams of carbs is a teaspoon of sugar, and we don't need any sugar. So if you're starting your day with 5 to 10 teaspoons of sugar, not good. So what's left to eat? Eggs. That's right, eggs. Eggs are the perfect nutritious food. They're not going to kill you. They are not going to raise your cholesterol dramatically, maybe a few points, maybe none at all. Most of us, about 95% of us, could eat 8 eggs a day and not see a bump in our cholesterol level. So eggs are not the enemy. You can hard boil a whole bunch of them on Sunday night and eat 2 on the way out in the morning if you don't have time. What kind of eggs should you eat? I am a big fan of only free range. So if it doesn't say free range, don't get it. Free range has the chickens eating the foods they should, creating an appropriate egg with the appropriate balance of fat and nutrients. So after eggs, what's left? I eat this stuff called pemmican. I don't know if anyone has ever heard of pemmican, but I'm going to teach you a little bit about pemmican. And pemmican is a concentrated mixture of just fat and protein. And that protein can be either from a cow, it can be from a moose, a bison, an elk, a deer, whatever you got available, or whatever was available. So it's really a mixture of 50-50 of fat and protein with just a touch of carbohydrate from cranberries or some sort of berry to make it palatable. It is definitely not a delicious breakfast treat, and I have yet to be able to convince anyone in my office to even taste the pemmican, which I have for breakfast pretty much every morning during the week. So pemmican is an old, old product. It was invented by the native peoples of North America. It was adopted by Europeans who were practicing in the fur trade industry and later used by explorers that went to the Arctic and Antarctic. So they write in their books that they could not have survived or made it to any of these destinations without pemmican. They ate it and all their dogs ate it. So it's kind of like the perfect breakfast product. And so I get mine from a place called US Wellness Meats. I am not by any means advertising for them, but that's where I get mine. And it's pretty much the closest to authentic pemmican that I've been able to find. There are other pemmican products out there that you can buy, but they have a lot of carbs. Some of them have anywhere from 10 to 15 grams of carbs to make it more palatable. Again, pemmican is not a delicious breakfast treat. It is fuel. I think it's an ideal fuel source. And when I have it for breakfast, I am full. I don't get tired. I don't have to snack. I can make it all the way till noon without getting cranky. So Admiral Perry, I'm sure you've heard his name mentioned in, I think, one of the Beatles songs. He was the one who discovered or explored the North Pole. And he used pemmican on all of his expeditions from the years 1886 to 1909, again for his guys and his dogs. He wrote in one of his books, The Secrets of Polar Travel, that too much cannot be said of the importance of pemmican to a polar expedition. It is an absolute sine qua non. Without it, a sledge party cannot compact its supplies within a limit of weight to make a serious polar journey successful. So, pemmican is a great treat for breakfast. Again, it is really just protein and fat. If you've listened to this show at all, you know that fat is not the enemy. Fat is an ideal nutrient that our bodies prefer to burn. So don't be afraid of pemmican. Try it. You can order some from US Wellness Meats online. Do not anticipate it tasting delicious. It's going to taste quite undelicious, but it is an acquired taste. And once you start eating it, you will realize, it's not so bad. And then everything else you eat in the rest of your life has amazing, amazing flavors because it's not pemmican. I do not work for a pemmican manufacturer. I have no interest in pemmican sales. I apologize for that phone ring. So there's other pemmican-inspired bars that exist on the market. Tenka Bar, Epic Bars. So a whole bunch of different bars you can find if you start Googling pemmican. So I'm just here to raise your awareness of pemmican for breakfast. If you run out of any other ideas, there's a good cookbook that is put out by, what is her name? Can't come up with her name. It is Sarah Fragasso, Everyday Paleo Recipes for Life. Great place to find breakfast ideas and recipes. So again, wrapping it up, have protein and or fat for breakfast, get rid of the carbs. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends. And above all, try and stay well.